What is going on, everyone? I want to give you a brief explanation to this podcast you're about to listen to. It was a little snippet of a conversation I had with a good friend, Tanner Grappi. We were in the car one night heading back from Starbucks, and we got into a really deep conversation. I didn't get the whole conversation, but at some point I just like got my phone out and started recording because I felt like it could help someone. What we're talking about, it's very controversial. It's everybody's probably not going to agree with it, but it's a little bit of opinion-based conversation about some very hot topics that might could help someone. So I appreciate you. It's a short episode, but let me know what you think. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? I am open for opinions, and I'm open to hear what you have to say about it. Let's hop into it. I don't want to downplay our temptations and like try to justify us giving into sexual temptation, like giving into masturbation or like sleeping with a guy, sleeping with a girl. Like, oh, it's the enemy is the one that's like, you're talking about the field, right? Like you're standing in a field. God's, you know, you have these desires. Lord, why do I have these desires? Prematurely when
he's home.
Is he home? Wow, okay, great. Anyways, why do I have these desires prematurely if it's not time to give in the desires? And you're talking about the field, how we're standing in the field, we have a bow, he's teaching us how to pull back the bow, and the tension on the bow is us experiencing these temptations, but he's teaching us how to control that. And then what happens is Satan comes in, you're just learning how to pull back the bow, and then he comes and he grabs the Lord's hand type of thing, and you accidentally shoot it. That's you giving into pornography, giving into masturbation, giving into sexual desires. And that's the enemy wanting to experience the power of creating life, and like he don't have that power to do something like that. And so he uses us,
yes,
like filthy dirt bags,
yes,
to experience that pleasure, because we're more powerful. Like we can do that. He can't.
Yeah.
But I do not want to use that as, oh, well, it's not me, it's the enemy using me, so it's okay.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But you have to look, and it took me a while to like come to terms with this too. But you have to look at it as, yes, you do have free will. We do have free will. We do partner with that. But, oh, what was I going to say? It's not downplaying it. It's not downplaying
we
it.
We partner with spirit or with flesh. But when we partner with flesh, that's us partnering with flesh.
Right. But, on the other hand, it's, once you rededicate your life back to Christ, it's a whole another way of looking at it about sinning. So
I agree. I don't feel the same about
sin comes from, and I talked to my advisor about this, even like with temptation, it comes from being in an unhealthy state of mind.
Right.
So that's also with, and I told you this a long time ago, making sure you're eating right, getting enough sleep.
Yeah, it's the four kingdom boundaries, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's stress.
That plays the stress, eating,
what are they? Stress, community, eating, community, and community, then
and,
stress, eating, community, and sleep.
That also plays a part in it as well, making sure your mind is, I'm going 85, but
making sure that your body
mind is healthy, your body is healthy.
Right.
And then that also plays in.
Because every time that I've ever, and you know, again, I've overcome pornography and stuff like that, but every single time, mostly when I would be the weakest and give into that, is if I was stressed out, or I haven't slept a lot, or I was hungry, or I hadn't been out, like not communicating and hanging out with my friends. Like when I was deprived of any of those things, that's when I felt the most likely to do something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Usually what I do is I do slip up, I kind of like go in, not seclusion, but like kind of sit back and be like, forgive me for letting that happen. But that's what I was going to say, because you don't want to downplay it, yes, but when he uses you and uses you to experience that pleasure,
right,
after it's over with, he takes it and turns it back on you, saying, no, that's all your fault.
Right.
You did that. It's your fault. No, it's not. It's not my fault. It's nothing that I have done. It's everything that you have done. But you persuaded me enough to allow it to happen. So this is not my fault.
Right.
And that's not downplaying it.
I understand that. I get your point. It's basically you're saying, you know, once the enemy gets what he wants out of you,
and then condemn you.
Right.
That's not possible. Because once we're rededicated, we're saints saved by grace, so we are literally, our spirits are incapable of having any thought of sinning. So all of our thoughts...
It's all flesh.
Not flesh, but it's all coming from the enemy, because he wants to experience the power. So when we are weak, he presses us when we're weak and uses us. It's like a lion catching its prey when they're in their most vulnerable state.
Right.
So you can't look at it as, you know, oh, well, I didn't have a part playing it. Yes, you did. But he took the reins and literally persuaded you. Like when I get tempted, I literally fall into a trance. And when I come out of it, I literally have to sit there and blink my eyes for a second, because I'm like, did that really just happen?
Like, I've done that before. There's a time, I mean, again, I've never actually had sex, but there was a time when I was with somebody and you'd like, something takes over, and I don't care what nobody, like, once you get going with it, like, it's very not, it's, the chances of you, like, snapping out of it until something is released, or, like, you're, what is that, like, where you're satisfied, or whatever, like, the chances of you snapping out of that are very slim. Not saying you can't, but, like, you're very right. I think that it's one of those things where you have to really... what the heck's going on? Like,
don't know. Why is this car going so
fast? I don't know. But you really have to press in. I don't want people to think that you can... Oh, well, my heart's pure. I'm saved. I can't even think of sin, but it's the enemy. Because
that's true.
Your
heart is incapable of thinking those thoughts, but it comes from the enemy. Does that not make sense?
It does, but we still have a choice to act on that.
We do have the choice to act on it.
In our right mind, unless you're drunk, then no.
But you're acting out of it from your flesh, not your heart. So your heart
right,
is pure.
Right, because afterwards, your heart's like, wow, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your heart's pure, but it's coming from the flesh. So your heart is literally incapable of thinking those thoughts.
Right, but what's the moral, like, how can we come to an agreement on how to look at that? Because, again, if you're saying, well, it's not our hearts,
well,
just
I
the
think
enemy.
The good thing to think, the best way to think about it is, we do have a part in acting on it, but the thing is, the Lord knows that we're human.
I think that if you look at it in a way of, because the Lord, there's condemnation and then there's guilt.
Yeah,
condemnation comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Guilt comes from the enemy. What you're talking about, what that can help people that have sinned, that are currently sinning, or that have sinned in the past, and looking at their past, that to overcome guilt, you can look at it as, listen, I am born again, and my heart is incapable of thinking of sin, or like, in heaven, it's all good. And so, like, once you're born again, like, your spirit, that spirit that lives in you is incapable. But, like you were saying, the enemy takes that and... How are you saying that? I don't even know exactly how you worded it. But basically, that it's not your heart, so don't feel like you...
It was all
...are, like, a
fault.
Bad person.
Yes,
you are... That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Use that as a way to not feel bad about yourself. It is the enemy's fault.
Yeah.
We do play a part in it. It's not an excuse. It's not a get out of jail free card to why you're sinning.
Yeah.
But it's
but help that to encourage you.
It's relieving the pressure off of your spirit, knowing
right.
that it didn't come from that place.
Right.
So it gives you peace that knowing, okay, I'm in a good place. It's just I fell short.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that you can be in a, we can always improve and be closer to the Lord, but you could be in a good place with the Lord, but still mess up.
Oh, of course.
Mess up.
100%.
You look at David. David was a man after God's own heart, and he freaking did it all, man. But he was a man after God's own heart because he always had his heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's good. That's good stuff.